The following audio is a conversation between Shannon Weber and Poppy, one mom's story about using PrEP or pre-exposure prophylaxis for conception. It is just one portion of the October 28th, 2013 webinar on this topic. The full webinar recording and slides can be found at avac.org or prepwatch.org.
We are going to have the treat and the distinct pleasure of having a conversation with Poppy, who is a mom who will share her story of seeking to have a baby with her HIV-positive partner. I would like to briefly say about her that she is a shining light. She has advocated well and hard for herself, but beyond that, she has done much to help other couples expand the options that are available to them. She's talked with other women who are negative with a positive partner who want to conceive, and she started a blog, she's written letters, she published her story on my PrEP experience, and it's really a pleasure for me to know her. And so with that, I'm going to start by asking you, Poppy, if you wouldn't mind telling us or introducing you and your partner a little bit, doing a little setup of your story.
Sure. Hello, everybody. So I met my husband in 1999, and the moment I met him, I knew he was going to be my husband, and we got married in 2002. Before we got married, I knew about his HIV status, and the decision to marry him was very highly controversial among my family and friends. And, you know, so the idea that there is a stigma is very real. I learned from that experience that you have to just give people room to react, that people can be uneducated about an issue, and so they react not out of bitterness or, you know, they just kind of react out of not knowing the full story or being able to put themselves in your situation. So I'm grateful for that, you know, for that lesson in life, and it's helped me to just kind of step back and let people come to terms with their own feelings about the issue and not personalize it for myself.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you for sharing that. I think that is one of the pieces that I tried to share at the beginning of my talk also, just how much that stigma and the bias or the lack of information in the general society plays into the options that are available. When did you guys decide to have a baby, and what was that process like for you individually or as a couple?
Well, it was a very long process. Before we got married, when we were still dating, I had an appointment with my husband's doctor, and I talked to her about, you know, if we were to get married, how could I make sure to remain HIV negative, and how could we ever have children someday? And at the time, she told, this was in probably the year 2000, she told me, you know, that sperm washing was an option for us and that they were doing it on the East Coast. And we also, you know, she also talked to us about in vitro fertilization and sperm donor adoption. And we actually started looking into all of those options as we went along. The first option we looked into was sperm washing, and we just found that it was very cost prohibitive. And so then we moved on to, of course, you know, we couldn't do in vitro or ICSI because of the same reasons, it was cost prohibitive. And it was very frustrating because I just felt like if I had money, these options would be open to me. But because I don't, I have to potentially risk getting HIV because I don't have the money to get sperm washing or do IVF. So then we continued on looking at adoption. That was just as cost prohibitive to us. And then we finally settled on getting a sperm donor, and we got furthest down that track. We had gotten to the point of picking a donor, and then I heard about PrEP, and we kind of just put the brakes on that and just decided, well, let's just give this one last time. And that was in 2010, and so at that time we did start on the PrEP, and we were able to get pregnant a few years after that.
Tell me a little bit about what it was like for you to try and find a provider who was willing to prescribe PrEP for you.
That was difficult, and it was probably the most frustrating part of this whole journey, because you feel isolated enough, and you have, you know, friends and family who are not supportive or who, you know, feel you're making an unmoral decision. And then, you know, I did talk to my primary care doctor, and my first appointment with her, I told her, you know, I have an HIV positive husband. And she said to me, well, would you like me to prescribe you Xanax? Because I'm sure that must be so stressful.
Mm.
And I just felt like, you know, it's just more ignorance on her behalf. And it felt frustrating to me, you know, that she would kind of project her own feelings about what it must be like to be in my situation. And I told her I'm actually fine with it. We are very safe and, you know, I'm not stressed out about it. That same doctor later, when I asked her to, you know, I brought articles to her, I asked her to prescribe Truvada, and she told me that she could not ethically prescribe that, and she, you know, wasn't sure she could even treat me as a patient if I was going to be taking those risks.
Mm.
So I, you know, I just continued. I ended up finding another doctor who was a lot more compassionate and a lot more educated, and it was very, you know, helpful. Like I said, we were scared enough and we had little support as it was, and so it just felt really important to have a doctor who was kind of a professional supporting us and educating us. And so we did have a doctor who was comfortable with prescribing Truvada. And I was on that for about a year and a half, on and off. We did not try to conceive every month. My husband was getting monthly blood work, and so if his viral load was ever undetectable, we did not try to have unprotected sex that month. So about 18 months after trying, starting with Truvada, we did get pregnant.
Mm-hmm. And what was your experience like using PrEP, both kind of physically or working that into your routine, and then also your experience with sharing that with friends or family members?
You know, I had no side effects at all. I, you know, it was just kind of like, you know, I just took a pill every day. And, you know, it was very uneventful. I didn't have any side effects. I didn't feel anything. And, as far as friends and family, we did not tell them. We told actually one couple friend. We told them, you know, how we were trying to get pregnant, and we just didn't tell anybody else because we knew they would say, like, you're crazy. How could you do that? You know, why would you purposely have unprotected sex? And so then when we did get pregnant and we wanted to announce our pregnancy to everybody, it was very tricky how we wanted to do that. We decided to just very generally say, you know, we worked with a very close team of doctors who monitored our process. And when it came time to announce the pregnancy, we actually decided that we just wanted to come forward and tell the truth. We felt that it was such a miracle that we were even pregnant, that this child and this process deserved our honesty. And so we just told everybody, you know, I took Truvada. We'd been trying for a year and a half. It finally worked. I was HIV negative. And so, you know, my parents had a very difficult time coming to terms with that. I would say for the first 8 months of my pregnancy, they were very standoffish and just, you know, had a hard time coming around to the idea. Once my child was born, you know, of course, they came around and, you know, everything is forgotten and, you know, they're very grateful that we pursued getting pregnant. But, again, you know, just more stigma and more ignorance and more lack of education. But we felt strongly, because we were so well supported by our clinical medical staff around us, that we were fine, that we were doing the right thing, and that this was the option that worked for us. Understanding this is not the option that's going to work for everybody, but it's what worked for us after, you know, a 12-year journey of figuring out how could we get pregnant in our situation, this is finally what worked for us. And so we were successful, which is all we wanted in the first place.
Yeah, what a journey. What advice would you have for, you know, words of wisdom for clinicians and also for an HIV-negative woman who wants to get pregnant with an HIV-positive man?
Advice for a doctor or medical worker would be to listen to your patient and to really listen to what risk they're willing to take and to try to keep your own opinions or your own feelings or your own thoughts of, you know, what you feel about the situation out of the decision. For me, I felt like this is the risk I want to take. I understand the risks. I've been living with an HIV partner. I know the risks, and I just needed somebody to help me reduce the risks because the other option was we're just going to have unprotected sex. And so if you can help us do that with the least amount of risk, that was the best support we could have. The alternative would be that we kind of just continue to have unprotected sex in this isolated place without medical support or even social support. And so, you know, to me, it's just very important that you listen to the risk that your patient is willing to take and try to be as supportive as possible to mitigate whatever risk they're willing to undertake. And then for other HIV-negative women, I would say just, you know, make sure that you've explored all the options and you've discussed with your partner what, you know, what decision you want to make together as far as how to proceed. Like I said, this option wasn't for everybody. It was the option for us. But I would say, you know, if you're under the care of a doctor and you're both, you know, healthy, that this would be an option to consider because it was successful for us. But, of course, do it under a doctor's care and staying mindful of the risks and not, you know, engaging in reckless behavior, but continuing to have just timed unprotected sex during the time when you're ovulating and all other times, you know, being safe using a condom.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you so much. Is there anything else that you didn't get to say or that I didn't ask you about that you wanted to share with this group?
You know, other than just, it's just been a miracle that, you know, I'm HIV negative, my husband's still positive, and we have a beautiful baby daughter, and, you know, every time we look at her, I'm just so amazed and so thankful that we were able just to be tenacious in this journey and not give up, you know, it's just wonderful to look at her face and to see characteristics of both my husband and I. And there was a time that I thought I was going to have to give up seeing his features in my child. And so just when I look at her and she has his eyes or his fingers or toes, that's just a miracle to me because there was a time that we just thought that's just not going to be possible. So, you know, for everybody out there, this is a decision that's very personal to your patients and friends and family, and, you know, they don't take it lightly. And anything we could do to give somebody that opportunity to look at their child and see, you know, this is a child that we both created, just to give people that opportunity is really amazing and something that I hope everybody, you know, is supportive of doing and striving to do.
Thank you so much. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for sharing your story. And thank you for continuing. A lot of times I lose track of couples after they do have their baby, and it's really a pleasure to still be in touch with you and also to have you sharing this experience for other people. Thank you.
Sure.